Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, show yourself and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say, accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is all you have to do. Major changes coming about, no worries to think about. Just stand up and shout, be ready for the new you to show. If you follow your heart, it will lead you to what you need to know. Nothing to worry about, nothing to do. Just refill all the love, be open to your range. Be the who, be the change. Heal the world, let the inner healer out. Today is the day to stand, stand up and shout. Heal the world and let the inner healer
out.
Today is the day.
Well, welcome to the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show with your host, Cindy Sharp. So, thank you for coming into this beautiful world of our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your business alive. And this week, we've been talking about the focus myth. And we've been breaking apart this big, fat myth that us spiritual entrepreneurs are not quite as focused as the rest of the world, because the fact of the matter is we were made perfectly just the way we're supposed to be, and on this great healing mission that we're on, it's perfectly okay not to be super focused, because we're always in the right place at the right time. So that's what we've talked about all week long, and we've talked about a few different ways. Support us and help us with an encouraging, loving message of acceptance of who we are, acceptance of the fact that, you know, being focused isn't the most important thing in the world to our business, and to stop thinking, beating ourselves up if we feel like focus is getting in the way. So today's our last show of our series. We did a four-day series this week, and instead of, I love this quote that says, instead of focusing on how much you can accomplish, focus on how much you absolutely love what you're doing. So that's what we're going to talk about partially today, and then we're going to end with one other little thing to help support us in this world where we need to walk that fine line. So there's spirituality on one side and there's business on the other side, and there's that fine line between the two of them, and that fine line is where we walk. You know, we try to keep our feet on the ground because we're here in this human world, but at the same time, we allow ourselves to be the spiritual beings that we are. So we have to be able to, at some times, we have to have our feet on the ground a little bit. So first off, do you find that when you're in the middle of something that you love, that it's when you have your grandest and your greatest focus at your business, and figure out ways that you can implement things in your business to get new clients in ways that you love? So, for instance, if for some reason you're not absolutely crazy about public speaking, and it's just something that doesn't thrill your heart and bring you absolute love, take that out of your business. It's okay. Slip something in that you absolutely do love. Maybe you love, love, love sitting with a group of women, a small group of four or five women or men or whatever the case may be, spiritual, other spiritual folks, and sitting around having coffee and talking about spirit. and you incorporate that thing that you love into your business. And guess what? Here's what I know, is when you love it, you show up for it. When you love it, you'll do it for a long time. And when you love it, you'll do it over and over and over again. And what we're trying to do is implement systems into our business that we love, that pull clients to us, and create a thriving spiritual business where we're not only healing ourselves, but we're healing the world, right? That's what our goal is together, right? So try to look today at finding something that you absolutely love to do and focus on that. And you know, you don't even have to use the word focus because it's not important. Just do it, love it, and be in the energy. So there's your first little sprinkle of love drops for your business today. And here is the next thought. So one thing that we don't do a lot of times, because we are these spiritual, beautiful, woo-woo love child, at least that's what I call myself. So a lot of times what we don't do is we don't do deadlines in our business. Now, let's just talk about deadlines. First thing, we don't even like the word deadlines. First, it has the word dead in it, right? You know, second, it sounds like some kind of a torture, you know, any a deadline. Just, you know, that certainly doesn't sound like something that we would like. But let's layer into our business some guidelines. And so these aren't deadlines. These are moldable. These are like clay, but they're guidelines for our business. So a lot of times we have projects that go on and on and on and on because we have that beautiful woo-woo heart and that beautiful brain that we do that, you know, floats around a little bit in the ether. But let's take a look at some of the projects that you currently have today that you are trying to bring to fruition. And let's look at the ones that maybe need the least amount of work to bring it from the beginning phase to the end phase. And let's take all the other projects and let's kind of slide them aside for a day or two. And just bring that one project that is the least amount of work and let's create some guidelines around it. So let's take a look at the project. So first off, take a look at what is it that I need to get done with this project, whatever that project is. And I'm going to use, what would be a good one? I'm not exactly sure, but I'm going to use building a web page. And I'm going to just say that, you know, you kind of have the creative idea, you have the creative place, but maybe you don't quite yet have the written piece. So you know that you need to finish the written piece. And then you know that after you get the creative piece up and you get the written piece up, that the next thing you have to do is you have to go through the editing piece. Then the next thing you have to go through is the final touches piece and making sure that all your links are set up correctly and make sure that you have everything on there that needs to be on there to support your clients. And then you launch your website. You see where I'm going with this. So take whatever project it is that you have that is the easiest project to get done quickly, because the whole energy of moving in the flow is when we start kind of getting things done and we really start getting in that, you know, I'm kind of like thinking or seeing like a horse loping along, right? They're just in that flowing, loving, forward movement that the energy of the universe just completely supports us. Of course, they completely support us all the time. But, you know, it's where you just feel that real connection. So take this to what are the pieces that I need to do and give each piece a guideline. So a guideline would be, we're going to go back to the web page. Okay, I have the creative piece done. I need to do the writing piece. And say, I'm going to have the writing piece done in 10 days. Whatever that looks to you. It could be, you know, 10 hours. It could be the same day, whatever that looks to you, how long that takes you, I'm going to have the writing piece done in 10 days. Then the next piece is the editing piece. At 10 days after that, I'm going to give myself 5 days to edit that website. That's my guideline. Then after that, I'm going to give myself, so many days to go through, take a look at it, and make sure everything is just in the right order before I launch it. You see what we're doing? It's really simple. It makes doing things within your business simple. So if you start with focusing on what you love, you take a project that you can take to fruition from beginning to end, you chunk it down in little love chunks, I'm going to call it, and you then put a guideline on it. So what it is that you're kind of putting a little bit of the energy of, I'm going to get this done by that time. I'm making a commitment to myself. I'm making a commitment to the universe. I'm making a commitment to my healing mission that I'm going to move forward with this and get it done. So it's little things like that that you can implement in your business that completely supports us being on this human business side, but at the same time keeps us floating in the spirituality of who we are, which is what we want to do. We certainly don't want to break up that, goodness gracious. Okay, so this week we've talked about the focus myth, and the focus myth is that we are focused. Sometimes we have to focus a little bit in a different way, but accepting our gift that we have and that we're here, part of that is allowing yourself to be who you are and just choosing a little different way than you do things than the rest of the world. So I call on you today to take the things that we talked about today, to picking some guidelines in your business around some projects, to love what you do and figure out what that is and make more time for that in your business. Okay, so that was our show today. And as I sign off, I always do a couple of things, which one is if you need any one-on-one help, if you need some deeper help on your business, please contact me at sharpeningyourspirit.com. And if you need or you like kind of the resonate with the messages that I have, if you go to learnitlive.com and just look up Cindy Sharp, you will see that I have quite a few classes on there, some free classes, some paid for classes, that really dig deep on some of these subjects that we're talking about today. So I want to just share love, light, and a big kiss out to everybody. Have a great weekend. See you guys next week. Take care.